Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shabbos 140, talking about bundles of herbs. Rav Chista said, a Torah scholar who buys a bunch of vegetables should buy a bundle that contains longer herbs, for one bunch is as thick as the next bunch, and the added length of the longer vegetables represents an automatic benefit over the shorter bunches. The notes point out the Gemara refers to stalks of vegetables such as cabbage or leeks, which are sold in bunches. The bunches are tied with strings of uniform length. They're all priced alike. While the bunches will generally have the same thickness that's dictated by the length of the string, they may vary in length. A bunch with longer pieces, therefore, will offer greater value because the extra length comes at no extra cost, pointed out by Rashi and Chassam Sofer. And Rav Chista also said, a Torah scholar who buys a bundle of reeds should buy a bundle containing longer reeds, for one bundle is as thick as the next bundle, and the added length of one bundle represents an automatic benefit over a shorter bundle. To me, the thought here that comes to mind that we could think about is how we all are presented with 613 mitzvahs. We're all given the Torah. We're all given the opportunity to do different things. And everyone has the same bundles presented to them from Hashem, giving us the opportunity to do mitzvahs and to do chesed and to do Torah throughout our lifetime. But even though we all have the same bundles, we're all given the same opportunity, the same Torah, who is going to find the longer bundle? Who's going to find the bundle that has longer reeds? Who's going to take upon themselves to go the extra mile to make sure their reed is a little longer than everybody else's? Everybody could say, I give tzedakah, I give a tenth of my time or my energy or my effort or my money. We've talked about before, Rav Feinstein, I believe, explains that tzedakah could be not just your money, but your time. And everybody could say that I do this, I do that, but who goes the extra mile? Who can go and find that longer reed? We all may have the same bundles, we have the same obligations and commitments to Torah and learning, but who's going to go lefnei mashur sedin, above what the required law is, a little farther than what the required law is? If someone wants something from you and they ask for a little cup of water, give them a whole water bottle. Someone needs a little bit of snack, give them a whole meal. Be generous, go above and beyond what is expected of us. That's the idea, the midah of Avraham. And mor ma'at v'aseh harbe. Avraham tells his guests, I'll give you a little bit to snack, and he gives them an entire tongue, an entire thing of cream. And they weren't even human beings to begin with, although he didn't know that, but he went above and beyond. He said a little and did a lot. When you go above and beyond, that's the best type of attribute to have. We want to go above what is expected of us, further than what's asked of us, because when you go that extra mile to help people above what's expected of you, that's really the best way. Just as the Gemara talks about how all our bundles look alike, but find the bundle that has longer reeds, so too in our bundles of life, of all the Torah mitzvahs presented us, you should go and find the longer reed, go the extra mile, go lefnei mashur sedin for everyone around you as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 141 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.